Okay, we have finally finished reading the nearly 4,000 short stories you all submitted this round, round 6 of our 3-minute fiction contest. That's where we ask you to write an original piece of fiction that can be read in under 3 minutes. Now, it's in the hands of our judge, novelist Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And next weekend, we plan to announce the winner. Until then, here are a few more excerpts from some of the stories that came in.
A pilot shuffles into the space next to her. He grabs the chrome strap with one hand and holds his hat with the other. She notices he's wearing blue and silver shoulder boards. Her airline uses blue and gold, so he belongs to someone else. She remembers her bloodshot eyes and hopes he thinks she was partying all night, not crying into a cup of noodles from the hotel vending machine. "If it's a guy, forget him," says the pilot. She can't place his accent, but he says him like him. "You're too good for him." She smiles back, but she doesn't say anything. If she spoke, her voice would crack, and he would sense that she is near collapse, look at her with pity. And the last thing she needs is to be pitied by an arrogant pilot. She's reminded of the old joke. How many pilots does it take to screw in a light bulb? One. He holds it up in the air, and the world revolves around him.
The 46 local, from the west side to downtown, is full of interesting people. Take Mickey, our driver. He's a fat guy, but Mickey isn't one of those nouveau fat guys that the politicians are all worked up about. He was obese long before the epidemic. Mickey is old school. You would never find him at a drive-up window. His perfectly round physique came from regular ministrations of things like mashed potatoes, meatloaf, and beer. Mickey likes to talk about what he's going to do when he retires. He has a long list. Losing weight isn't on it. Mary Jane sits behind Mickey. She is nuts. I know this because she told me. Mary Jane only rides the bus on Wednesdays because on Wednesday at 2 o'clock, she has a standing appointment with her psychiatrist. I get on the bus at 7:25 a.m. It is a 10-minute ride from the bus stop on my corner to the stop nearest my IT job. Mary Jane's doctor's office is in the building 2 doors down from mine. In other words, she arrives there more than 6 hours early. She hates to be late.
An excerpt from the 46 Local by John Lynch of Binghamton, New York. And earlier, we heard Friendly Skies by Tiffany Hawk of East Hampton, New Jersey. Thanks again to our Susan Stamberg and Bob Mondello for reading them. You can find the full versions of these and many other stories and more details about 3-Minute Fiction at our website, npr.org/3-Minute Fiction.